Today on Hey Culligan, better water, better food. Here's Gary in Chicago.
Hey Culligan, my water smells like a swimming pool and my hot dog tastes like one.
Sounds like your water comes with a little chlorine.
Chlorine!
You know, you could get a great for cooking water, delicious for drinking water Culligan reverse osmosis system.
Yeah, I'll take one of those and 2-3 more hot dogs.
No can do on the dogs, Gare, but one Culligan reverse osmosis system already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at heyculligan.com.
It is Green County Tech's ball to start this second quarter as they lead Mountain Home 11-5.
Dig down, Bombers.
Brendan Chambers will inbound the ball for the Golden Eagles. Gets in to Zane Butler. We're back underway. Butler's going to drill down into lane, going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Rebounds controlled by Green County Tech. Ball goes out top to Greer, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. The ball is knocked out of bounds over on the far sideline by the Golden Eagles. It will be Mountain Home's basketball, as we are 16 seconds into this second quarter. A six-point Golden Eagle lead. Inbound pass will be triggered by Satch Harris on the far sideline. Gets into Abe Crawford. Now to Wyatt Gilbert, who will walk it into the front court. Gilbert across the timeline, throws over to Tabor on the right side. Back up top to Gilbert. Now Gilbert will dribble to the right wing. Picks up his dribble, gives it back to Tabor. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert throws it up top to Jones. Over on the left side to Crawford. Crawford's going to drill down toward the low block. Kicks it back out to Jones. Jones going to pull up on the left wing for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Green County Tech, Jake Boland. He'll give it to Butler, who brings it into the front court. Butler has it on the left side. Now he's going to drill down towards the lane. Kicks it out to Greer. Up top, I'm sorry, to Lawback. Now Greer has it. Over in the left corner to Boland. Boland's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ball is going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball with 6:53 left in the first half. Ab Swirl going to check back in for the Bombers as he replaces Satch Harris.
Let's go, Bombers!
Again, 11-5, Mount Holmes on top. Mount Holmes scored the first 5 points of this contest, but then Tech has scored the last 11. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Tabor. Up top to Sorrell. Sorrell loses the handle of it, but gets it back. Now throws it over to Jones on the left wing. Jones going to drill down into the lane, going up for the layup, and no good, or they're going to call out on the floor. Foul's going to be on Brendan Chambers. They're going to call out on the shot. That is Chambers' first personal foul, team foul number two, and they're here in the first half against Green County Tech. First free throw for Jones will not go. He has one more shot. Kate Kinsella checking back in for the Golden Eagles as he'll replace Brendan Chambers. 6:35 left in this half as Jones has one more free throw. Second shot is up and good. So Matt Jones with his first point of the night, and that breaks Mountain Home's long scoring drought. 11-6 our score. A little over 6.5 minutes left in the half. Here is Butler back the other way. He's drilling into the right corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Dawson Tabor. Back come the Bombers. Gilbert gets it across the timeline, dribbles on the left wing. Now finds Jones in the corner. Jones going to dribble down into the lane. He's going to go up for the running jumper. Good. Matt Jones in his first field goal. He has 3 points, and that cuts the margin back to three. 11-8 our score. 6 minutes left in the half. Butler throws up top to Boland. Over on the left side to Greer. Down to Cancilla on the low block. Back to Boland on the corner, left corner. Bowen's going to drill to the elbow, kicks out to Lawback, down to Cancilla, back on the low block. Cancilla looking to make a move down in the lane. He's going to go up for the hook shot over Jones. No good, and Jones gets rebound. Back comes Mountain Home with a chance to cut back to one or possibly tie it back up. A little over 5.5 minutes left to play in this game, in this half, that is. Sorry. Ball goes over to Jones on the left wing. 11-8 our score. Jones drills to the corner. Finds Sorrell in the lane. Back to Jones. Jones is going to try for the three in the corner to tie. No good. And the rebound is knocked around. Saved in. That was a good job there by Dawson Greer. Greer saves it in, then throws it off Dawson Tabor. Then the ball goes back out of bounds. So it will be Tech basketball. Zane Butler and Jake Boland are going to check out of the game as they'll be replaced by Kyler Morris and Brendan Chambers. 5:16 left to play in this half. Mountain Home trailing Green County Tech 11-8. Here is Law back into the front court. Throws it over to Chambers. Over on the left side to Morris. Down a low block to Cancilla. Cancilla making a move for another hook shot. This one won't go either. And Tabor gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. 5 minutes left in the half. A three-point Golden Eagle lead. Gilbert dribbling to the left wing. Gives it there to Jones. Jones rolls up to the top. Now he's going into the lane. Going in for the layup. Rolls around. Will not go. And the ball is knocked around, and ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by goal, the Golden Eagles, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball on the baseline with 4:44 left in the first half. Jake Boland and Zane Butler are going to check back in for the Golden Eagles as they will replace Peyton Laubach and Kyler Morris. 11-8, Tech with the lead right now. Sorrell will turn the inbound pass on the baseline underneath the basket. Gets into Tabor in the paint. He's going to be fouled immediately. That took a second off the clock. Dawson Greer picks up his first personal foul. That's the third team foul against the Golden Eagles here in the first half. So Sorrell inbounded once again. Gets into Crawford in the left corner. Crawford will dribble to the wing. Throws it up top to Tabor. Over to Jones on the left side. Jones going to dribble down towards the paint. Now tries to throw it to Sorrell. Pass was, he was not able to handle it. Goes out of bounds. And Mounts Home will commit the unforced turnover. That's their fifth turnover of the night with 4:32 left in the half. Tech gets the ball back, leading 11-8. Butler into the front court for the Golden Eagles. Butler drilling between the circles. Throws it over to Chambers on the right elbow. Over to Boland on the left wing. Boland dribbles to the free throw line, gives it to Butler up top, over to Chambers on the right side. Now Butler has on the wing, up top to Boland. Boland's going to try for the three, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Sorrell. He's going to be fouled on the rebound. Dawson Greer picks up his second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Golden Eagles here in the first half. Peyton Laubach's going to check back in for Green County Tech as Jake Boland will take a seat. 4:12 left in the half. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing by three. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court. Dribbles on the left side. Now goes a little closer to the top. Now goes back to the left wing. Gets there to Jones. Jones will dribble closer to the top. Gets there to Sorrell. Sorrell's going to lose the handle. The ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Tech's basketball with 3:55 left in the first half. Kyler Morris going to check back in for the Golden Eagles as Dawson Greer will take a seat. That is Mount Home's sixth turnover of the night. Tech so far with one. 11-8, our score. Tech with the ball and the lead. Less than 3 minutes left of the half. Butler throws over on to Chambers on the right elbow. Over to Laubach on the left wing. His three-pointer is up and in. Peyton Laubach with his first 3 points of the night. 14-8. Golden Eagles leading it. 3:36 left in the half. Gilbert into the front court. Gives it to Tabor on the right wing. Trying to give it to Jones, passes over his head, but Sorrell's there to get. Now he has the ball knocked away from him, and Tech's going to get the ball back once again. That is Mount Holmes' seventh turnover of the night. Ball goes over to Butler on the right side. His three-pointer will not go. The ball is knocked around, and finally the rebound chased down by Adam Sorrell. 3:05 left to play in the first half. Mount Holmes with the ball. Tech leading 14-8. Gilbert into the front court. Finds Crawford on the left wing. Up top to Tabor. Down to Jones in the lane. He's going to go up for the layup. Off the glass and in. Matt Jones with 5 points. 14-10. Mountain Home leading trailing Green County Tech. Here is Laubach with on the right side. He's going to drill down into the lane. Finds Cancilla for the alley-oop layup. Kate Cancilla with 6 points. 16-10. Mountain Home leading trailing Green County Tech with less than 2.5 minutes left. In the first half, here's Gilbert into the front court. Now Gilbert drills to the right side. Now Gilbert has the ball knocked away from him. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Tech's basketball. 2:11 left to play in the first half. Gilbert actually hit the floor and he tried to throw it out to Crawford. It was wide of him, and so Ab Sorrell's going to check out of the game. He'll be replaced by Jake McGee, a 6'1" junior. This is McGee's first game back for a few games. A little over 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Tech with the ball leading 16-10. Here's Laubach with it on the right wing. He tries to throw it up top to Butler. Ball's knocked around. And now Tech is able to keep possession of it. Here's Butler throwing it up top to Chambers. Over to Laubach on the right side. Laubach's going to take the screen. Now gives it up top to Butler. Butler goes back to Laubach. Over to Chambers on the right corner. Chambers will give it up top to Morris. Over to Laubach to Butler on the left wing. And his pass was well wide of Cancilla. But they're going to say Cancilla was being held by Dawson Tabor. That is Tabor's second personal foul. 15th foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. Satch Harris is going to check back in for the Bombers as he'll replace Dawson Tabor. 1:40 left of the half. Tech will inbound the ball, leading 16-10. Zane Butler will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Cancel on the right side. Cross-court pass in the left corner to Laubach. Now to Morris on the wing. Morris is going to drill down to lane, going up for the layup. Good. Kyler Morris gives Tech an 8-point lead, 18-10. Our score with 1:23 left in the half. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Crawford on the right side. Up top to Harris. Harris will drill to the right elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Misses everything. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Tech's basketball with 1:06 left in the half. 18-10, Tech with the ball and the lead. Zane Butler will walk the ball into the front court. Now he's going to drill down towards the low block. Kicks out to Laubach. Laubach has it up top. Over on the left side. Now goes to Cancilla just outside the lane. Now he's going to drill towards the paint. Going to go in. Go in for the jumper. Shot is blocked by Jones. And McGee comes up with the basketball. And back comes Mountain Home. 38 seconds left of the half. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to McGee on the right side. McGee's going to drill down into the lane. He's going to go up for the jumper. His shot is blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Tech. Well, and Mounts Home inbounded on the far sideline with 28.7 seconds left in this second quarter. 18-10, Golden Eagles leading it. Harris will inbound it. Tries to throw it into McGee, and the ball is knocked away and immediately stolen by Chambers. He's quickly back the other way, throws out to Laubach, who pulls up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is knocked around, controlled by Jones. Back comes Mountain Home, 19 seconds left of the half. Jones quickly into the lane, going in for the layup, off the glass, no good. Ball's knocked around, Crawford gets offense rebound. He goes back up with it, it rolls around and goes in. Nate Crawford with his first 2 points. 18-12, Mountain Home trailing. 5 seconds left. Here's Butler back the other way. He's going to go into the lane. Now kicks out to Laubach for the three-pointer, and he gets it. Rough for the buzzer. Peyton Laubach with 6 points, and that's the way this first half is going to end with Tech taking a 9-point advantage into the locker room. We played two quarters. Our score at the break, Green County Tech leading Mountain Home 21-12. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.